ma yo na ki tata nyebe sengi tangi je tuendo tuja lana me pa yanda wa zobe sangi je kumbarun buji kini je topra shagwe te topra shagwe che do nami kyo erun buji se nyebe kuno sangi je semji tse sembe gwane sembre shu.
Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite, kind, mother, sentient beings, and with that kind of bodhicitta motivation or altruistic motivation that we should all participate in this teaching.
The top is top, the top is top, the Lama Norata, Jenny Sanji Jumden, the Induskan, Jason Rasi Kirak, Kadin Jis Kane, Rank Kanku, Jup Tubati, Kusumbati, Yanin Shi Tubati, Kanshi Tubati, Kashi Takan, Sosu Kantuki, Yanin Shi Tubati, Shangri.
I believe that our motivations to learn about Dharma and cultivate it is in order to accomplish liberation and enlightenment, finding such states where we experience everlasting peace and happiness. So we have been very fortunate indeed to be able to educate ourselves on the paths and teachings provided by historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha out of his infinite compassion and wisdom. And the paths and teachings he provided us are unmistaken paths and teachings. And so we should always remember the great kindness of Shakyamuni Buddha, and through the best of our individual abilities, we should, practice the teaching.
La jagat tambe kiji tabang dusini ba, ta tambe kyu duja la ten na because duje kam ta samba ta meba ta, tende ta sambe kiji ta. Ani lam ketawa ni, ani tapi kompa tawa ni, tiba ini ya. Di nalo le ter sam samba dah kompa, mana awak yang ten ani, dosi ni tak, dapat jumpi dosi cahsi dosi, terus.
I would like to very briefly explain how Shakyamuni Buddha, our historical teacher, gave numerous teachings. In other words, there is a great diversity in terms of principles, philosophical standpoints and approaches within Buddha's teaching. And how has he come about presenting all of those, if you wonder? Buddha, from the very beginning, recognized the different mental dispositions that we have and different interests and capacities that we have as individuals. So in order to suit our mental dispositions, interests and capacities, Buddha provided a very diverse range of teachings and practices. So that's why in Buddhism, broadly stated, we talk about two vehicles or yanas. There is what we call Theravadin yan, or the vehicle of seniors, and then there is the Mahayan, or the great vehicle of bodhisattvas. And so each of these vehicles, was presented recognizing that different individuals have different interests and mental capacities and would like to pursue, if you will, different spiritual goals, namely nirvana and enlightenment. Now when we look within each yana or vehicle, whether that be Theravadin yan or the Mahayan, again Buddha taught a diverse range of principles and philosophical stance and practice approaches. Within, for example, Theravadin yan, Buddha taught about many different what are called schools of tenets or philosophical stance, and that's why sometimes within one sub-school in that tradition or the yana, we could find as many as 18 different groups. And likewise, in the Mahayana, or the vehicle of bodhisattvas, we also find many different philosophical schools of thought. So Buddha provided such a diverse range of teachings and approaches and practices, considering all different mental interests, capacities, and to suit those needs of ours.
Oh no, that I am not like. Ani ta, jiti kamta zambil cha yabingi na zambil naale kulun cha ma cha mangbo yares. Ani choma lo suju raana ko samba de samba ji sunzani di gobe chimbo ji yares.
In a general sense, I feel that in our world there are many great religious traditions, and I believe that each tradition has its own merits. Considering that individuals have different interests, spiritual interests, and they require different spiritual approaches, and they would like to accomplish different spiritual goals. So it is in that sense, I think that the diversity of religious traditions we have in the world is a good thing. So underneath all this great religious traditions of the world, what I see is that all of us as individuals share a lot of similarities. All of us disregarding what religious traditions we follow, we would like to find the best solutions to our problems. In other words, we do not want to have any kind of problem and suffering, and we do not like misery. So we want to put an end to misery, and we are all same in that. We would also like to find you know, lasting peace and happiness and the best of everything. So again, in that regard, we are all just the same. So I think all these different religious traditions have come about or presented in order to recognizing that we as individuals have those different types of aspirations. We do not want any kind of problem and suffering. We want to put an end to that for good. We want to find lasting peace and happiness and find a way to accomplish that. And I also feel that we and others are all just the same in that deep down inside us we have a grasping at self, a truly existent I or self. And we need to uproot that grasping in order to be free from all kinds of suffering and in order to find lasting peace and happiness. And so that being our goal, if you will, now what is or are the best and most effective methods to counteract our grasping? Of course, we engage in many different religious, what we call practices or activities, such as making offerings or doing prostrations or making paying respect to holy beings or reciting mantras. Yes, these are, important in their own ways, but simply reciting mantras or incantations, simply making prostrations or offerings and of doing such practices is not enough, is not sufficient to counteract our grasping at self.
An zinsui te tangan, ening ngenge ying tang ghe dingi. Ta dami tobi hirte, rangi shebi tabi shebu gharis.
So what I just explained or mentioned in very few words is that each of us has, within our own state of mind, grasping at self. That state of mind, grasping, is as a matter of fact the deep-seated ignorance, if you will. So often it is referred to as the ignorant conception of grasping at self. Now that's the root cause of all our problems. Now in order to counteract that kind of ignorance, we have to find an antidote that really, contradicts the mode of perception of that grasping. Because that grasping perceives self or I exists in a particular way, which is, by the way, the wrong way or the misconception. And now we need to find an antidote that can, that can contradict that mode of apprehension of self. So it is in that regard, we talk about the wisdom realizing selflessness. It is this wisdom which can directly contradict the mode of apprehension of self by our grasping. So because of that, this is the solution and the most effective solution to counteract our grasping at self.
Dancing, Maribati, Rad Dadzim, but the Tampe, and then McGee Lin Hats of his Sanguary. Tadamit of Hirute, Tetan Zentang was in Kenny. Dam ever. tonga dame ba todi sane ta ani ani ye nda ta nyum nyum perik tin sote dandi ka nyum rik jo sa di pakani te ka ni sane nyum nyum perik ta ani te pang ba ina nyum perik sa pang tonga.
So it's very important for us to find out the mode of apprehension of self by our own grasping. And because it is this grasping of self from which all other forms of negative afflictive emotions or delusions arise, and then under the influence of grasping at self and other forms of delusion, that we create and accumulate tremendous amount of negative karmic actions, and then the result is suffering. So now, in order to counteract grasping at self, we need to cultivate the wisdom realizing selflessness, because this wisdom perceives the self to exist, in the right mode of existence. And once we cultivate this wisdom, then it counteracts our grasping at self, and as the grasping at self is diminished or eliminated for good, then we are able to free ourselves from the delusions and negative karmic actions. For those reasons, that great Tibetan master Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa, who is also known as Jerumbuche or Dawa Losang Thapa, and as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, Jerumbuche said, "All kinds of misfortunes or misery, the Tibetan term is kuba, that which is miserable or that which is problematic, it arises from that ignorance which is its root cause," meaning ignorant grasping at self is the root cause of all our miseries, all the things we do not want. So what can really help us to cut through that ignorance or get rid of it? Then Jerumbuche says, "Kangsi Thoma, seeing what can we eliminate or counteract that grasping, if you ask," then he says, "we need to realize the meaning of dependent arising, or in Sanskrit called Pratit Samutpat. The Tibetan term is Tenju. If we understand dependent arising, what it really means as a concept at the deepest level, then we are able to get rid of that ignorance."
Sonsa, Sanji Chamdi Dega, Ndol Indusinta, Kanki, any.
Historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha himself stated in a sutra that one who sees dependent arising or pratisamutpad sees the reality that we are talking about is the ultimate nature of phenomena called emptiness, shunyata or sunata, tongpanyi in Tibetan. And the one who sees this reality sees dependent arising, pratit samutpad.
Sunjata, the nigga ni tongpanyi ten gomni, tongpanyi ten tobe yina yin, tobe yina, and ni rangyi ta, quality of yours.
So if if we realized what is emptiness, that kind of realization or insight will liberate us from all kinds of suffering for good, will liberate us from cyclic existence or samsara. And so we have, we talk a lot about what is emptiness and the need to realize it to free ourselves from suffering and from ignorance. But as much as we emphasize all these things, but we must not lose the sight of higher goal, if you will. That is, realizing emptiness, although it can liberate us from samsara or cyclic existence, but it is not a sufficient cause, to have us become a complete enlightened being or Buddha. In other words, the realization of emptiness is not enough, sufficient, path or practice or realization to become an enlightened being. So we need something more. That we need to add to that in order to become a Buddha. That's where we talk about the need to cultivate the altruistic mind of enlightenment.
So that, and the lesson is that the Tony Niji Nugo Chains, Tony Toya Tang, and the draw at the Dakar Singlet, and the Tony Niji Chibotan, and the Shanghai same thing about the Google.
So that's why we talk about an integrated path, of great compassion and the wisdom realizing emptiness, as well as altruism or bodhicitta. And so in other words, the realization of emptiness, which is characterized by, or which is, augmented by great compassion and bodhicitta, altruism, that kind of integrated path is necessary, to find complete enlightenment. So we need the integrated path of bodhicitta or altruism and the wisdom realizing emptiness, which is called wisdom gone beyond, in order to become a complete enlightened being called Buddha. But in order to cultivate those paths, what else do we need as preliminary paths to cultivating those paths, if you ask? This is where we need to cultivate what is called renunciation or aversion to the misery in samsara or cyclic existence. It sounds like easy to talk about the need to renounce samsara or cyclic existence or develop aversion to samsara, but when it comes to doing it or cultivating that kind of a path within our mind, it doesn't seem to be an easy task or a job. What we really need to do is, in this life, as much as we can, we need to investigate and contemplate the suffering nature of samsara or cyclic existence in which we find ourselves in. And the more we realize the suffering nature of samsara, and the more we think about it, that helps us to develop the sense of renunciation with regard to samsara, develop the sense of aversion to the misery in samsara. And that may happen this life, or that may not even happen in this life, but we could still make a great progress, you see, in that regard, so that we are able to continue our practice in our future lives and develop a sense of renunciation.
So that, अने इंजुंग के संबंध में चंचू जी से तुम्हीं तो बिखर रहे जो शेयर के ता शेवी शे गुगुआरे शेवी थलो चंग गुगुआरे तो चंग बस शेयर वाला न्यासों के ने लंबे ने घर चु तिलिगा अने अने
So in essence, what I'm talking about here is we need to educate ourselves on the three principal paths, renunciation, altruistic mind of enlightenment or bodhicitta, and the wisdom gone beyond, the wisdom realizing emptiness as it is. But as we study and practice Dharma in this life, we may not necessarily be able to have these paths within our own mind, but nonetheless, we should make the best of our efforts to cultivate them so that we make a tremendous progress, in those regards. But also, as I just mentioned, that we need to, set forth our hopes and hopes that we are able to continue these practices in our future lives. So that means finding a favorable good rebirth in the next life or the future lives is very important and essential, as a matter of fact. Imagine being reborn in a bad migration, say in a hell or in a hungry ghost world. Can we practice really or make a tremendous progress at the things we are talking about now? Probably not. See, so we do not want to be reborn in an unfavorable situation where we are handicapped and spiritually and we couldn't make progress. So we would rather like to find this kind of fortunate rebirth, which is called a favorable life basis for spiritual development, so that we're able to pursue our spirituality in our future lives and make further progress in our spiritual development.
Lamcho dubla tsini tsangi tens, lamcho cho dubla shepala tsini tsangi tenji nyegu res. Tsini tsangi ten karrezana, tsini tsangi ten, manye padu sashe mungwes. Tsini tsangi tenji manye na, ane cho dhuya yungu yamar, dhuya pe, cho dhuya ka ane pe loishi ayan kira kapo res. Ane ti masambi ujilas, tsini tsangi, cho dhubi ten, ta tsini tsangi tenji thaya ka,
So what I'm just explaining to you is not something I just cooked it up, but I base my teachings in the authentic works of great master Jerumbuche or Mantri Sri Lama Tsongkhapa. Again, Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, where basically Jerumbuche tells us that unless we find a fully characterized favorable life, it would be rather very difficult, if not impossible, to make a good progress in our spiritual development and move towards our spiritual goals or destinations. So therefore, one should make efforts to create the necessary causes in order to find a favorable life. So this is what basically Jerumbuche is telling us, that we also need to create the favorable causes to find favorable life in the future, so that we are able to pursue our spiritual practice and development.
So that Tanji Jitin Zambo Chue Duya Tin the Kare Ju Kare Sena Ane Digba Pong China Mige Rik the Pong Ane gave it a detail and children Yapo Sunger, Social Sunguya the Trimta, Social Sunga Kare and the Trimde Yapo Sunshi. That Mige Tibu Trim Sung Sukayama, they Yapo Sung.
So what is he talking about when he said we need to create causes for a favorable life that is called fully characterized life basis, literally translating, for spiritual development. What we're really talking about in a simple way is finding what is called fully endowed human life, or what we often call precious human life, that is characterized by freedoms and enriching factors which enable us to make spiritual progress like anything. And in order to find such a life, which we experience now, we need, in a general sense, abandon negative karmic actions. Don't do anything negative. Do that which is positive, or create positive karmic actions. We need to abide by what is called pure ethics, moral discipline, whatever ethics we commit ourselves to observe. And we also need to augment our ethical practice with other perfections, such as the perfection of generosity. And we need to do pure dedication of our merit, our practice, to find a good rebirth and to find spiritual realizations. So when we do those things, that's what we call creating causes for a favorable life basis. And as you can see, that doesn't necessarily seem to be an easy task either. And what is really key in this, all of this, is to observe pure ethics. Now, in this regard, I would say there's nobody in the world who does not need to, abide by what we call the ethics of abandoning 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. That kind of ethics is a very foundational, basic practice which is applicable to one and all. Nobody is exception to this ethics. I mean, nobody can say, I don't need to do that. So at a very basic level, all of us need to abandon the 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind in order to find good rebirth.
Yes.
So as I often do, that I have taken some time today to explain these things, which I feel are very important for all of us to think about and try to put into practice. And of all the things I just explained thus far this morning, the most important ones are for each of us to study and cultivate what is called the three principal paths, sometimes translated as three principal aspects of the path. Basically, a sense of renunciation, bodhicitta or altruistic mind of enlightenment, bodhisattva's attitude, and the wisdom realizing emptiness called wisdom gone beyond. Each of us has got body, speech, and mind, three things. And it is through these three things we function, we exist, and we survive. So we should use our actions of body, speech, and mind in whatever way we can to learn about and to cultivate these three principal paths.
This year, Karisan, Kakis on the Shah Changba said in the Ding Mendelssohn. Kakis on the G, not of Tanshi G, Pay Karsurta, Kendin of Tanshi in the Ding Mendelssohn. That the nigger Yoloto Yarabati, the human doors. Straight when you're doing the same, sinjun dhaya ki chedhuri sonca, sinju ki dhu thugamdi tagri mato, dhaka chika pe ikta karsa kurta. Sosu eni rikyok zonib dhrishya gina, dhitsa mato, sanu mato na, eni jachunchuri yahu marish.
One of the most important points that I'm trying to get across to you is this, that you know, in order for us to be able to free ourselves from secret existence, find liberation and enlightenment, you know, we need to cultivate spiritual paths, you know, especially the three principal paths which I just mentioned. So in Buddhism, you know, we emphasize a lot on the education and the practice of the structure of the path. Because a complete structure of the path is provided in Buddhism, which need to be studied and which need to be followed. And, you know, so that's the way we can make progress on the path towards our spiritual goals. While it's really good, you know, to do prayers, to do prostrations, to do mantra recitations, I don't mean that's, you know, something we shouldn't do. But if we only do those things as if we are caught up with the ritualistic aspect of the practice, you know, we do these things like a ritual, okay, I gotta do, you know, my ritual here today. But we really don't pay attention to the real contents and the substance of the Buddhism, which basically are the three principal paths. What are they? How can I cultivate them? And all of that. So if we don't pay attention to these things, then we won't really be able to be free from samsara and be become an enlightened being. Because that's not possible. Simply reciting mantras, simply doing prayers, simply doing some kind of recitations and prostrations. Those are important, but only those important, you know, in relation to these key practices. So that's what I want everybody to keep in the mind and understand, that in Buddhism, you know, it's a very vast and profound, complete structure of the path is provided, which we have to learn about and which we need to put into practice and to, you know, do that. So when we, you know, say that I am going to practice Dharma, Dharma is a Sanskrit term, which in Tibetan is translated as Chö, and in English we call it spirituality, or we use the term Dharma. It has many levels of meaning. It is a polysemantic term, many meanings in Sanskrit. Perhaps the most important meaning of the term Dharma or Chö, spirituality, is that it has the sense of transformation or change. Chö means to change. Okay? So to change for better, not for worse. And so when we say that I am going to study and practice Dharma, Chö, that means I want to change myself in a positive way. So how does that work? I want to tame my mind. I want to discipline my mind so that my mind is, you know, changed in a positive direction, that it is getting away from negativities and delusions, that it's always moving in a positive direction, that it is engaged in positive actions, positive thinking. So when this kind of thing happens, that's what we call cheer, transformation, a good change is happening. Okay, so that's the sense of Dharma. So we should not get too much caught up with the ritualistic aspect, which does not, may or may not affect the change. You know, if it doesn't affect the change, then, well, you know, just figure it out. Are we practicing Dharma? And so that's important to keep in our mind, the sense of chö. Dharma means to change, to transform in a positive sense.
The transform of that, say, me give it, surely, don't, give it, surely, to, grab it, top the letter, choose and do it.
So Dharma in the, you know, is, if you would like, it's a formalized path or a method which should help us to bring about that kind of a positive transformation inside us or a change, that it helps us to, Dharma helps us to, you know, distance our mind from negativities and delusions, take it away from them, and that it associates with the positive actions and positive thinking, that it really gets involved in doing positive things. So this is what the Dharma is all about. It is the practice, it is the method, it's the path which enables us to do that. Now we will go back to where we left off in this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's Advices. Great Indian master Atisha goes on to advise us that, first let me translate the statement literally. He says, O friends, there is no real happiness being stuck in this mud of samsara, cyclical existence. You should try to bring yourself on the dry land of liberation. So what Adisha is basically saying is, it seems like you are stuck in this mud, quagmire of cyclical existence of samsara. It seems like you are drowning in it, and there's really no fun and happiness, being in that state. So instead, try to get yourself out of the mud and just move on to the dry land of liberation, freedom. Well, I think everybody should understand when he says, oh, friends, right? We know what friends mean. And then he says, in the mud of samsara or cyclical existence. So how do you understand samsara or cyclical existence? What is it? So you think of samsara some kind of a special geographic physical location? It's some kind of a territory where if you live on those territory, then you are in samsara? Well, when we talk about samsara or cyclical existence, korva, it is something that is related with our own consciousness. That's important to know, the link between samsara and our state of mind. Samsara is not something out there that has nothing to do with, that has no relationship with our state of mind. And if this is like an object, well, that's the good news for us. Well, the things we don't like, we get rid of them. Just burn them, just give them away or throw them away, do something which we can easily get rid of. But samsara is not that. It's not a material thing or object that you can just kind of get rid of. And if samsara is one of those external objects like a house, well, if you don't like the house, just, get rid of it. Just, go away, somewhere else.
I move out. So, causing it the wrong, you should do it. 지지 마디비 코산 야지가 말이지.
But they couldn't do that. Why? Because samsara or cyclic existence is something that is related with or conjoined with our own state of mind. So when we talk about samsara, we must always see that it has a connection, a link to our state of mind.
Sakye nyevar nebi, pungpo deta, nga ansar te pungpo nga yungwas, tenzu ene kwa de kya de garista.
If you ask me, give the examples of samsara or cyclic existence, then I say all five contaminated physical and mental aggregates. You know, we have these contaminated psychosomatic aggregates, physical and mental aggregates. That's what samsara is, cyclic existence is.
Rang nesaka, rang kovala kosat karlisana. Kora kosa kisina nda kowe rang kowe nesati rangjili yubi pungu ngabuti chagu yoris.
So when we say we are in samsara or cyclic existence, we are roaming about in samsara, what basically is thinking about, we need to think about is how we get trapped in this contaminated physical and mental aggregates. So we are dwelling within these aggregates contaminated, which is samsara for us.
Kowala kora siti chukus. Kola korsiyati tenazwa kogu yorvas.
So we use the expression kola kor, means you go round and round about in samsara. So you know what it means, go round and round, don't you?
So tati karesana ranjila yepe, leta nyomo nipu ti, andi ti kuin hanita, dusi ni kogu yorvas, susu kogu yorvas, mi jinda kordiyende samtong jama, susu samtong yorvas.
So how do we go, round and round in samsara? What makes us do that? You know, are we crazy, just keep on doing it willingly or purposely? I mean, not. You know, the forces behind, our going round and round in samsara are deluded states of mind, or called delusion, kleshya in Sanskrit, nyonmong in Tibetan, and contaminated karmic actions and karma. So because of these two factors, we just keep on taking contaminated aggregates again and again and again and again. So that's how we, find ourselves trapped in these contaminated aggregates, and that's what we meant by going round and round in samsara. And now, looking at the way the statement is presented, that we are stuck in the mud of samsara. Now, are you thinking that, if I'm stuck in the samsara, how am I going round and round in samsara? I'm stuck. So think of an elephant that got stuck in a mud. If there's nobody around to help this elephant to get out, then probably this elephant will get stuck and drown and just, die in this mud. But in the case of an elephant stuck in a mud, if the elephant is lucky, maybe there are those, strong people around that they could help pull out the elephant out of the mud. But the situation of our getting stuck in the mud of samsara is different. If we want to be out of this mud, we need to, make our own efforts. Other people cannot literally pull us out of this mud of samsara, as they could do with the elephant. So that spotted elephant is lucky. But we can't hope that other people will, you know, throw a rope at us and we catch it and get out of this mud of samsara. That doesn't work. We need to, you know, make our own efforts and free ourselves from this mud. And there is the individual responsibility involved.
Ani if you have been achieved, God got things on it. I think I'm not even teaching you in the hotel. You are tangled somebody, Shigur, that you cover us.
Well, then you might be wondering, okay, then what is this? Then, we, you know, as Buddhists, we believe in Buddhas, you know, aren't they supposed to pull us out of the mud? Or if you're Christians, you know, shouldn't the God be really pulling you out of the mud? Or if you believe in any other religions, maybe Allah should be pulling you out of the mud? So what are they doing, you know, supposed to be there?
That Sanjay could never talk in on yours. Danny Dag and going is just on yours. That's a mazik.
Well, I can only speak for Shakyamuni Buddha, what he said, you know, not for the others. Buddha said, Tanya Kagi Gwendi, as Geshe-la quoted line, means you are your own protector. You're your own, you know, guide. Okay, who else can be your protector? And Buddha also made it very clear in a very famous statement. Let me quote in Tibetan. Hopefully I, you know, remember this in Tibetan and then translate it. Tumnam digvachu midruchi. Buddhas do not wash others' negativities and delusions with water. They cannot do that. Dore tunge chagamisala. Buddhas cannot remove, you know, suffering of sentient beings, pull out the suffering of sentient beings, just like they can pull out a thorn from somebody, you know, pricking someone. They can't, you know, literally, you know, remove the suffering of beings with their hands. They cannot transfer their realizations, compassion, wisdom, love into others. They cannot say, okay, take this gift, then you can free yourself out. They can't do that. So what can they do? Simply by revealing the truth, the realities as they are, or as it is, that they help sentient beings to be free from their predicament.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the Buddha said. He said, you know, you're your own protector. I can only show you the truth, and then you do it what you like, you know?
That's what
First, we should, you know, make efforts not to get stuck in the mud of samsara.
Make fire with darkness. Make material and those who in the name, and themselves are not there.
We have to be mindful of our, you know, thinking and actions, you know, so that we are not like a person who is not using his eyesight properly and just walking very clumsily and then, you know, falls into a mud. You don't do that. Be mindful of our thoughts and actions.
That comes to kicks. Dam the sooner you go your marriage, give your marriage. So that tell you any cancer comes at the Tabe Kumpari, Tabe Kumpala Pai, Joshua's Kanagrava.
So if it is not fun to be in a mud, stuck in a mud, then where should we go? What is the alternative? Well, try to get move out and be on a dry land, you know, a good environment. So if samsara is not a good, how should I say, situation to be in, then what's the better alternative, you ask? It's the state of liberation, nirvana. So we should move to the land of freedom and nirvana.
That council is pan-rofiskan already, you know, and they are rotan is shabishagurvas.
So Adija says, you know, don't get stuck in the mud of samsara, but move to the dry land of freedom and nirvana. Now the question is, how can we move there?
Yeah. Ngaranzo, Tabe council pan-roya, gandes brogu emete, that, karsigurta, nyanis namidu shigyores, toji shigyores.
So this teaching that we are all participating in, that I'm giving you the teaching, that you are listening to the teaching, and this whole study and practice of Dharma that we are talking about and we are trying to do is the method by which we are able to move to the land of freedom and nirvana.
Dokdam kandish do gugyami, ane ngil gachin kandiyami, gachin dhapa se kandish se gugyami, ane tad samalu ka na yurvas, tetsa ten nganzo phasu she gurais.
The entire teachings of Buddha, which are contained in sutras, and which are contained in the commentary treatises on Buddha's teaching called shastras, all those teachings provide us the ways or the means or the methods or the practices by which we can get ourselves out of the mud of samsara and move to the land of freedom and nirvana.
That's how long we are.
So it's also very important for us to understand that whatever we study in Dharma, that we learn from Dharma talk, that we learn from Dharma teaching, that we learn from Dharma discussion, that we learn from reading Dharma books, is to be put into practice. Okay? So don't get into the habit of, if you will, that reading a lot of books on Dharma, or going to every Dharma talk, every Dharma teaching, and then you have to think, like, okay, now what do I practice? Well, that's not a good thing, you see, because everything we learn about Dharma is to be put into practice. So if we get into this kind of mindset that, well, you know, study Dharma is one thing, so I go and study about Dharma at different Dharma centers, different Dharma talks, different Dharma discussion groups, different books, different teachings, and then when it comes to practice, okay, now I have to find somewhere else. Where do I find the practice? That is not a good thing. We are not doing it the right way. Because whatever we study, learn, that's what we need to put into practice. Because we cannot separate the study and practice from each other. And study one thing and find the practice somewhere else, that is not right.
Then tell the samba to gombe truth part yawe zenis to song of choosing lick dum this. The tau imagine to talk with Danke, Tatani Google Marta, tell about the samba to gombe tree up which is zenis. Then truth in Nanita, round tabata mazi, ye looking ye nani, ah, tabata tangi gomalapa, tree to the hills canandoa.
As Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa or Jerembuchi tells us, in a very poetic expressions, which I cannot do justice in my translation on the spot, Geshe-la quoted the stanza poetry from his memory. So basically what he's saying is he's using the listening to teaching or study, contemplation and meditation metaphorically like a boat or a ship. If you want to cross, ocean, we need to build a good ship, or a boat. The kind of boat we are talking about here is the boat of study, contemplation and meditation. And that has a good sail, so that it can really help us to cross the water or the ocean. And not only that, we ourselves are able to cross the water of samsara by using this boat. Maybe we are also able to, help others to get on the boat and move in the direction of liberation and enlightenment.
Can you share it with again?
So I am stopping like about 10 minutes early today, and I only explain one statement of Adisha from the text, but I talk about other things before that. So I thought I have given a lot of things for all of us to think about and contemplate, and so I would advise that everyone, all of us, should think about the things I highlighted and talked about today, that you could do the thinking before you go to lunch, or you can do the thinking after you finish lunch. But things that after you finish lunch, don't fall asleep, you know, because if you are going to think it, you can't sleep.
Malas.
We have a request to pray for all the victims of the Iraq war. I think this is the fourth anniversary, if I got it right, that we have lost over 2,000 lives of our soldiers, and over 30,000 Iraqis died. And we always talk about human beings, but think of other non-human beings who died in this war, and let's all remember them and send our prayers and thoughts for their well-being and for good rebirths.
Oh yeah, and then Pindila.
No.
Muzi ta ngema ke geturi. Kora ani ta juru poche nashe. Majik kunja chagas, kunja sedang me. Orang ini tak kering. Atas ini korang, ni mah getuli. Ani jun rambo neyu jun rambo kibeses. Tak kasa congkes. Jadi tiada ani tak ki sebab semua lepas tenzang thoya tang. Tenzang bu thoba zaman mazet tambi kue tenjia tang. Kue orang tambi kue tenjia ni kue yang jalan ni. Ani rambo bu thoba rantai kini tu sanjung bu thoya tuli. Ani mana jerosis. Ante tak ani tak mal neron semua itu sama lutak pem misiari tak kita. Kurang semua ni tu ni, tak gua baca cuci tu tua lah, tak memang buat itu sah dah, tapi memang buat siapa ni, sama tu sama orang orang tu tak, dia orang sin sembah tu tu, ane tu zaman tu ayak mawat tang, tak jeisnya tu ni mayang agak, kita ni kan mantu tang, ane tu ni mayang agak tak mana tak beres.
Ti atas sembah.
Ti atas ni
dah.
Atas.
Another request has been made to Geshe-la that one of his students from a long time, he was sick for a very, very long time. His name is Arthur, and he passed away recently. So as we think about the victims of our Iraq war, also including Arthur and others who have passed away, we remember them and we wish them good rebirth, and we wish them to be able to come into contact with the spirituality and be able to pursue spiritual path leading to spiritual destinations. And as we think about this war, in one way, for a small purpose, so many people's lives have been destroyed, and that's very unfortunate. And we also pray that no such wars ever take place, either in our world or any part of the universe. May there be no war, no suffering in any part of the world.
Yes. Shadow Golis, Jabo Tom, and Jabo Tom, and I'm on the baby, अने जावर इन बच्चे में तीन दिशे में तमाम जो कुछ कैबिन टाइम में तो जिन लोगों ने में मिलने दो यूं आता अने चुचे चुचे के किसी वो पम्प ने जो कुंडी चावन इंसान दंड रुप आता ये देखिए कम दे दाई किन्तु इन्हें भी जो किसों तो दाई किन्हें तुम जिन लोगों ने में मिलने दो यूं आता.
Let us dedicate our collective marriage for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy beings, wherever in any part of the universe, live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality.
Pandona, Magi Sinji Tamji, Dini Sinji Walaton, Sanji Kumparumaji Tobi Juruchi.
In short, we dedicate our marriage for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
No.